So let's take a deep breath and just relax for a moment. Breathe into your heart. Let go of any tension, like Nancy was saying, let go of any tension. And I'm going to begin with my prayer from this morning that just led me into such a deep state of bliss. Beloved Holy Ones, guide us today. Take us into the one sacred heart. Open each of us to the rapture of divine love. Reveal to us the holy self essence and our life purpose. Reveal to us what it feels like to live in our life purpose fulfilled. So once more, imagine what is most important to your innermost being. What feeling or knowing or experience or vision or purpose is resonating the strongest with you right this moment? And who is here with you to help you make this leap of consciousness? Saints, masters, angels? Invite them to reveal their presence supporting you with love and wisdom and courage and peace. I see Saint Germain, Moses, Joseph of Arimathea, Kuan Yin, Dwal Kul, Archangels Michael, Metatron, Gabriel, Ramiella, the Angel of Joy, Mary Magdalene, Jeshua, Mary the Mother. Who else do you feel or see or know? Receive their light, their support, their love. Step with them into the truth of who you are, your holy self. We are making this journey into mastery, one moment at a time, mastery as our holy Christ selves in life. We draw upon this energy being given to us so generously from the universe through the Lion's Gate, activating and anchoring our holy selves in the outer world. Activating our holy selves within our bodies to act through us, to speak through us, to touch through us, to love through us, to heal through us. And with each choice to elevate our consciousness, we are drawing to us. We are using the spiritual principles of magnetic attraction, drawing to us more and more of the expression of our purpose in life. More synchronistic experiences, like sweep kitties and going to improv. More and more prosperity and health and joy and love. And in this mystical portal through the Lion's Gate, through the Leo new moon, it is accomplished. Beloved one, you are the Holy Christ Self now. It's you already. There's nothing you need to do. It is accomplished already. Breathe in this truth. Feel the vibration of divine love fill your physical body with peace, bliss, and joy. Focus on this and this alone. Focus on the vibration of love in your body. Breathe it into your cells. Feel your whole being light up in this light of joy, of playfulness, of bliss, of rapture. Feel it flow in the fluids of your body. Imagine your blood illumined by love. Imagine your lymph purified by joy. Imagine this joy softening the places in your body that might be a little stiff or achy. Imagine this illumined blood nourishing everything, bones, muscles, joints, ligaments, organs, glands, connective tissue, tendons, brain, eyes, teeth, gums, your hearing, everything. Imagine this illumined blood restoring wholeness and health to every part of your body. Imagine the water in your body, the tears, saliva, mucus, urine, sweat. Imagine all of the fluids in your body flowing with peace and harmony. Carrying in nourishment and taking out what's been already used and valued. Releasing, so you're no longer holding on to anything. Everything flows through you with love and joy and rapture and health and abundance, joy, peace. Imagine every cell lighting up as it sings in harmony with all that is until your physical body is literally glowing with this light of joy, with the light of health. Listen to the song of health in your body. Listen to the song of joy, or maybe it's poetry, the poetry of joy and health. Let that joy nestle in deep. We came equipped with some pre-programming, and we're going to release some of that pre-programming now. Mm-hmm. With this presence of joy, it's easy, it's instantaneous. So one of those human programs we came in with, one of those agreements we made becoming human, was to have a desire for imbalance and illness in the body. And in this Leo's gate, we can release that pre-program completely, sending it into the light, pull it from every place it might still be hiding in our bodies and send it into the light, replacing it with God's understanding of, I know how to live my everyday life in perfect balance and absolute health. I know how to live without imbalance and pain and illness. I know how to value health in my every breath and action in life. Every choice I make supports my excellent health and balance, emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, materialistically, balance. We came in with models of illness patterns for our family and our family lineage. And we choose now to release those models. Release them into the light of pure love for all of our family. None of us need to carry forth these models of illness, of imbalance, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, monetary. We release them now into the light of God's love. And we command that a balance of health infuse us and our families to the extent that they're able to receive. We honor their ability to receive. We come in with agreements to hold pain for our culture and our communities. We command now that those patterns be released. We no longer are responsible to hold on to the programs of pain for our culture and our communities. We release that into the light of divine love. And we call forth the new understanding of how to live together in peace, in joy, in health, in prosperity, in understanding and respect. Allow the health of your holy self to now manifest in your body and your life, all aspects of your life. Our holy self is immaculate. It does not carry illness or dis-ease or imbalance in any area, physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, financially. Our holy self is healthy, abundant, loving, kind, compassionate, blissful, joyful, playful. Allow that to manifest in you and through you now, so that it radiates from your energy presence, whether you are remembering or not, touching everyone you come in contact globally, transmitting, broadcasting, spreading. This way of life, this way of mastery in peace and love in the holy self. It is possible for all of us, every single one of us, no matter how we are manifesting in life right now. So as we look at news and politics and earth changes, imagine now that it is possible to be in health, in balance, in love, in joy, in playfulness. Now. Imagine it so. Take it from possible to probable. What if it's probable that we can come into balance as humans? Allow it to be so. And what if it's done? Imagine, how would your life be in love and joy and balance with everyone around you, including our precious Mother Earth? And claim it, call it accomplished right now. We are manifesting this into presence right now through the opportunities of the Lion's Gate and the new moon in Leo. There's another belief that we want to clear. We have a human belief that it requires adverse conditions to have any kind of change for the better. We call for this belief to be drawn out of collective humanity and return to light, return to love, and along with it, the belief that there is a need for revolution or battle or war or insurrection. And we claim the belief for humanity that there is no need for violence or fighting. We release this model of violent change from humanity. We remove the chains and dissolve the bondage to this belief. And we command the infusion into humanity of the freedom of love and joy. The freedom of peace and prosperity, the freedom of the Holy Self in expression. Can you imagine a world where we are all at peace? And instead of putting all our attention on fighting, we put all our attention on collaborative co-creation. Can you imagine how quickly our earth problems would be solved if we were all collaborating peacefully, joyfully, playfully, blissfully? Imagine. Now infuse this playfulness, this love and joyfulness into our beloved Mother Earth. Let's share with her, loving her, holding her at peace, so she doesn't need to erupt in giant earthquakes and firestorms and hurricanes and firenados and tornadoes and ravaging flash floods. Imagine us all at peace, so she doesn't have to send us these signs that we've overstepped our balance. We're sharing our imbalance with her. We send that all into the light. There is no need to process. This doesn't need to take time. We claim the knowing of truth that it can happen very quickly. Restoring balance in humans, restoring balance in the animal kingdom, the earth, the air, the water. It is possible to very quickly restore balance, to very quickly clear away the congestion that's created by greed and open the flow of generosity. We claim the ability to instantly restore peace, truth, love, health, joy, abundance, wisdom, compassion, creativity, collaboration, cooperation. It doesn't take catastrophe. It doesn't take a cataclysmic earth change in order for us humans to recognize that we are all one family. We call for that now. We call for the recognition that we are all one family now. And we see it as done. That everything but that knowing of oneness can just simply evaporate. Doesn't need to be processed or healed endlessly. It can simply evaporate into loving one another, into appreciating the uniqueness that each one brings. Each one of us has a gift to share. What if we could see each person who shows up in our lives as bringing forward that gift for us and for all humanity? What if we could put our attention on recognizing that gift instead of feeling critical or judgmental, or following an old pattern of creating separation? What if we could instead focus on the new pattern of creating oneness? What do we have in common? What do we share? We're breathing the same air, we're alive. That's pretty big. What a great starting point. We're breathing the same air. We're alive. We're humans. What a powerful starting point. Anything can happen from there. So now, go back to that team who's here to support you. Who were they? And take a few minutes to listen. What is their personal message for you? If you have a paper and pen, you might want to write it down or listen. It might come as a feeling of energy, words, a knowing, a vision. Whatever it is, receive that benediction now. Drink it in deeply. The illumined waters are flowing through your body with such light and joy. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Holding on to this peace, don't leave this place. Just gently staying in the bliss and the rapture, or whatever it is for you. Just gently open your eyes. Savoring these moments of deep connection. Savoring these experiences of oneness, not only with each other, but with all that is. Savoring these precious moments of awareness, of knowing. I'm going to stop this recording so you can hear that little voice.